Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Leaders in Supply Chain podcast, Latin America and US. I am your host, Xavier Bazañez, Managing Director for Latin America in Alcott Global. For me, it's a great pleasure today to have Fabio Acerbi. Hello, Fabio. How are you?
Hey, Javier. Hello. Hello to you, to the listeners. I'm excited to be here and be able to share some of my insights and career path for everyone that may be useful. Thank you.
Perfect, Fabio. Thank you for joining today with us. For the people that don't know Fabio, I mean, Fabio currently is the regional head of air freight for Latin America in MERS in Panama. Previous to this new challenge, he has been developing a career in UPS for 18 years, performing different roles. The last one was head of UPS Global Freight Forwarding Brazil and Latin America air freight as a senior manager. Previous that, he was handling Latin American air freight as a product senior manager. Also was previous of that, was the general manager for the forwarding in LATAM. Previous role as a Brazil operation manager, no? Also, he started his career in Motorola, working as project engineer. Welcome, Fabio, again.
Thank you, Javier. Thank you. And I think you cover, you know, in bullet points my path, but just going over a little bit. So I'm an engineer, so I have a bachelor in electric engineer, and that's why I started my career as an intern in Motorola in Brazil.
Wow, great.
I'm Brazilian.
That's the honeymoon for the electrical engineer, no?
That's right. and I joined, previous to the big bubble, so that's what we call mm-hmm. it, telecom bubble. So it was a great time, great learning. I think the world was expanding on what we have today. Already on this, we were planning at that time the 2G, 3G. So this was kind of, you know, the future. Now we are going through the, you know, 5Gs and plus. So it's good to see where we landed on that. But it was a great journey. So I joined as an intern, as I said, and then I got the engineer job just a few months after when I graduated. And I stood at Motorola for a mm-hmm. couple of years when I had the opportunity to now, you know, kind of transition my career to the logistics industry. I had some contact with the logistics at Motorola, but really when I joined a local auto part distributor, I guess, you know, my career on the logistics started, because Brazil is a massive country, as we all know. So to get things around the country, and at that time, spare parts for automobiles was a big challenge. You have the logistics challenges, you have even the taxes and fiscal challenges. Also gave me a lot of knowledge and insights on, you know, how to tackle these, not only look at logistics movements, but everything that correlates to that.
This is very interesting what you're saying, because I also have the opportunity to manage some spare part for air conditioning and Johnson Control. And it's very interesting market of the spare part. And it's the light hook for people joining in the logistics and the supply chain, because have a lot of material to analyze the timing for the delivery of product, because, I mean, you need to be supplied from around the world. And it's a very good area for analyze, to apply models, analyzing all the logistic package, no?
Absolutely, absolutely. And starting a small, let's say, local organization also mm-hmm. gives you the local flavor. So, you know, dealing with all the problems and challenges, also the opportunities, right, that it gets a lot closer to you than being working on Motorola or UPS or Maersk, which are pretty large organizations. So you learn a lot. You have the opportunity to learn a lot, because you're exposed to a lot of variables that if you are in a multinational giant organization, just, you know, performing a role within one department, and sometimes you're not exposed to certain things. But it was a great learning. And then, because I'm an engineer, UPS was in need for an engineer in Brazil, so industrial engineer, because we were just launching the department, engineering department in Brazil. So I was invited to join UPS. That was back in 2004.
That's great, because this is a gold company for just working in logistics, and you understand all this work. For you as a just beginning your career was perfect.
Correct. Yes, I could, you know, be sitting down with all departments, you know, looking at the processes, understanding what are the key variables, what are the key pillars for each process to work. And then, you know, had my career path, and we can date it 20 plus years on the forwarding industry. More recently, meaning the 10 more recent years, very focused on air freight within the Latin America region. So working with multiple countries, which is exceptional. Right. We spoke about being exposed to different variables and processes. Now you're adding the cultural mix, right? Working with different countries that have different cultures, different market verticals. It was really an enriching path. When I look back and I say just how amazing it has been, because it continues, but it has been to say.
Yeah, no, I think that you choose a real good path because you start working, learning about the creation. Working as a product manager, learning how to manage product in the logistic area, and you dedicated later for the air product manager, no? So you was working on designing how to sell the product, the benefit for the customer. So how was that experience? Can you remember some special project that you got in that time for developing your air product management career?
Absolutely, Javier. And, you know, I'll bring, I think, one of the key insights, right? You have to work with the team because the knowledge is at a local level. So either if you're analyzing a process or if you're trying to build a new product or to penetrate a new industry, right? And you have this opportunity to be in a different country or entering a different role, just sit down with people, talk to them, listen what they have to say, right? Connect with people. That's what I would say, right? Mm-hmm. Connect with people, you know, speak up, bring your ideas, listen to theirs. I mean, come with the best idea, which I always say when I have my perspective and I listen to others, the combination will bring a much more refined third perspective, which is mine with what I just had listened. So you never stay as is, right? Just be open-minded. And talk to people, right? And there are multiple projects, right? Within these roles, I had the chance to be exposed to many customer-facing opportunities, provider-facing opportunities, so sitting with carriers, airports, and discussing just, you know, what we needed to do to get things done, right? So connect with people, you know, talk to them, do a teamwork, and you'll be successful. I think these are insights for those that they need to remember if they're moving to these regional roles or bigger roles.
No, definitely. This is key. In that way, you through that teamwork, you produce the right synergies that when you are working, exploring new ideas, doing brainstorming, and also the more important just to reach to that synergies is the involvement of all your team. So that empowerment that you are giving to the people, that is key for developing your career as a manager. And that will getting you the right, I mean, commitment, the right passion to work in the company as a teamwork. No? The engagement will be great.
Absolutely. If you let people feel that they're playing an important part of, you know, a certain project or that they are being listened and respected, right? I mean, they will be engaged. I mean, the right people will be engaged with the right energy to make things happen. And if you have people engaged, things will happen. And, you know, you asked about a specific project or things like that, but let's remember the most recent one, I guess, when we, as a road, right, we had to adapt to COVID, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I will tell you something. We had a very good partnership with one airline. And I got a call on a Thursday afternoon saying, hey, you know, we're putting down some flights. So, you know, we will need to reassess your capacity in certain countries. Mm-hmm. That was Thursday afternoon. On the Saturday morning, we got the email saying all flights were canceled. So imagine we were on a long-term partnership with a provider and just things changed in a matter of days.
Yeah. But
from something that was very well established to, you know, something that was never thought, right? No capacity the way we were used to get. Our customers would definitely suffer with that. So, I mean, we needed to sit down with every country in Latin America and kind of, you know, do a debriefing saying, all right, what are our, you know, alternatives? we were foreseeing something coming, which was good. So, you know, just keeping an eye open to what's happening elsewhere that could reflect on you is also, you know, very important. So when things start going sideways in Asia and in Europe before it hit Latin America, we had already done some movements and discussed that, you know, what could happen if such disruptive thing would happen. That at the end it did. Flights, passenger flights were just taken, were grounded. So, but we had to connect with the people in countries and discuss, all right, so let's go to plan B that we had drafted at that point. Let's activate that. And, you know, how do we communicate to our teams, to our customers, to our providers, and just implement that? So having people sit around the same table, right, giving their minds and coming up with a common sense is was just a good thing that happened and made us successful. We were able to keep our customer supply chain moving, you know, without major disruptions. And when I say major disruptions were, you know, time in transit, cost, efficiency. We know cases that went very bad, and we kept, you know, our customer supply chain moving because our team was committed to that and planned ahead, and we had everyone sitting around the table to make it happen during COVID. That's a perfect example, I guess, that everyone experienced in some sense, right?
Yeah, that was a very good time to have the best of your team, that brainstorming, getting new ideas, breaking the rules, I mean, instead of other opportunities, other ideas to be able to manage the loss. And I remember that one of the best ideas that for sure you did it was starting dealing with the airlines, the passenger airlines, switching, taking out the seats and switching immediately to air freight planes, no?
Adapt that fleet, yeah.
That was one of the best ideas that I think that they made, no?
Absolutely, yeah. That was a fast reaction from them and the authorities. So working with all the players, right? Because the authorities had to authorize from a safety perspective that to happen. So that's one of the examples of companies and an industry that had to adapt to keep their business flowing. So definitely. You said something I wanted also to highlight, I think, for the listeners. And you and I had this conversation before, but you mentioned, right, to bring the best people, right?
Yeah.
And then for the professional to be selected to be part of this round table and to discuss alternatives, like we were saying, they need to be top notch, right? They need to be demonstrating that they will really add value to a conversation like this. They're really prepared to be in a conversation like this. So something to think about, right? Be prepared, have your eyes open, expose yourself, because when an opportunity or a situation comes, you're going to be remembered. You're going to be called into a team that needs to make decisions or need to do analysis. And we did it. I mean, this was one of the good outcomes of all this noise, all this situation we lived. We really, I would say, discovered to the sense of bringing to light some talents that we had identified and that really had the chance to perform on a crucial moment to projects like keep our customer supply chain moving or the vaccines distribution, right? And because they were already performing, they were already, let's say, prepared, when the opportunity came, they were called in and they really shine to this moment. So it was not a matter of luck. One point in my career, one of my bosses said, and I keep this to me, is luck is the intersection between being ready and the opportunity, right? So if you're ready and an opportunity comes, you're going to be shining. So to call the best, so be ready, right? Be there, be exposed. And when an opportunity comes, be sure you're going to have your time there.
Yeah, definitely. That is the right thinking of being. This is why it's important to have all the teams prepared, doing sometimes exercise of different kind of scenarios, just to be able to have the skills and develop the capabilities to do that. And for sure, I think that was a very, also great, big challenge, because you're dealing all the Latin American countries beside almost all of Latin person talk the same language, that's right, Spanish or Portuguese, but I mean, the quite of different of thinking, the different vocabularies that we use through all the countries, the idiosyncrasy of every country. So you need to deal with all these, not say barriers, but obstacles in the middle, just to create the right things. And sometimes that is not easy, no? So how did you deal with that? How you were able to do that? And what do you kind of recommend for doing?
That's a great point. That's a great point. So in 2011, you know, I was ready, and I had the opportunity to be called for the spot of the South America Air Product Manager role. And at that time, I did have Portuguese as a native language. I did have English as a second language, but I did not have Spanish to say, you know, fluency or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I started engaging with the Spanish-speaking countries. And, you know, I just tried to build some empathy. And I told them, right? And we are all humans, right? I told them, hey, I don't speak Spanish, but I'll do my best. So mm-hmm. every time I don't know how to speak Spanish or something, I'll refer to English, but be sure I'm doing my best. And you know what? Because I was so open and, I guess, transparent, people was just supporting me with the language barrier or challenge. Yeah. All the way. They were, and they were giving me feedback after, you know, a few months. Hey, you're doing better. You're speaking better, you know, et cetera. And so just be yourself right in front of everyone. Just be, you know, another team player, and you get the support you need to overcome a barrier. This language one is just an example, but getting to know a market, right? If you go to the perishables market in Colombia, the flowers, mm-hmm. or if you go to the perishable market in Honduras, the tilapias, the fish, mm-hmm. The salmon in Chile, right? And just being transparent, saying, hey, you are the experts, right? You live here, you've been living this market. So, you know, what can I learn and how can I support? That's how, you know, the team will perform better. So just be a team member, you know, guide thoughts, ask questions, be transparent on your weaknesses, you know, what you need to do, build this empathy with the teams, and you get great support. That's for sure, yeah. Right? Just being another team member and being transparent, humble, you get the great support. And I can say 2022, I can deal myself with Spanish now, and because a lot of the support I got from everyone. That's great. Yeah,
that's true. And now, for sure, that beginnings of your effort that you made joining team, learning Spanish, and just build that empathy with the team, for sure is helping you now with this new challenge that you just arrived, immersed and facing a new country, about now facing all Latin American market. For sure, that will be continue building bridges for the people in other languages, and to create the right team and the right strategy that you need to continue developing the MERS business of the air freight. That's right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And one point through my career, I realized that, and this is another, I guess, thought for everyone, that we have to have a lot of self-awareness, right? Mm-hmm. We need to identify what fulfills you at this point, what kind of role will fulfill you on the, let's say, mid-long term, right? And start to create that path. So you start to develop what you need to get to the position or get to the job description, right, to a career point that really will fulfill you, because that's what you need. I mean, you need to be fulfilled, happy, so you can perform at your best and so on and so forth. So when I created that self-awareness and I said, hey, you know, I think I would like on the short midterm to continue and move on with an international career, regional assignments, I really put myself into learning Spanish and put mm-hmm. myself into going and understanding different markets, because then this knowledge now, or these skills that I had developed, as you said, right, they were key for me to be able to transition into this exciting moment of Maersk that is becoming a true logistics integrator and, you know, being called in to support to develop the air freight business, right? So what it started, an empathic with the team, getting to learn, to be able to communicate. When I got this self-awareness and I draft my career path, really became skills to get where I wanted to.
Right? Definitely.
Yeah. So it's an exercise, and I recommend at least once a year, you know, sit down, look at your path, look at the future, where things are going. So you're sure you are on the driver's seat of your career. And then you just build from there.
Yeah, definitely. And based on that, I mean, you have been telling some of them, but can you summarize which are the key learning that you have in your career path up to now, arriving now to Panama, which can be that key learning that you have done?
Sure. And I'll put some. Yeah, I mentioned a few. So, you know, be self-aware, know where you want to be. Definitely connect with people. Speak up, right? Don't be afraid to talk to people, to be transparent, to deal with your weaknesses, to, offer your strengths, right? Mm-hmm. Just connect to people and grow yourself on your skills. So when an opportunity comes, you're ready. And one thing that I guess, it applies to all, right? Wherever you are. So, even if you are an entrepreneur or if you are within an organization, small, medium, large organization, just keep being a market professional, right? Every organization, even if it's your own, they have your culture, you have your internal processes, but always keep an eye, always keep your mind looking at the market. So you're also ready, meanwhile, operating within your organization the way it's supposed to be, but you're always ready for something that may come up. So the opportunity mm-hmm. may come up. So read, listen to podcasts, right? Participate on industry events. Challenge the status quo just for, putting your brain mm-hmm. out there. Maybe not for something that will be applied, but just challenge, make questions, identify what's essential, and, just go from there. So be a market professional. Know where you want to be and drive that connecting with people. I guess these are definitely learnings
for sure. That is key. And just being open all the time, learning all the time, as you say, be challenging the teams and yourself on how to do it better and just to solve that the issues that every day that we are challenging. That's the great approach. And I'm having a great, great conversation with you, Fabio, today. I don't know if you want to give in a final recommendation, in a final advice, a final words to the listeners of the podcast as a recommendation for their growth. What else can you give?
It has been a great 30 minutes, great call, Javier. Always excited and happy to share, my views, my thoughts. I always being like, because I also want and like to listen to others. So that's my offering to everyone. When I listen to others, I have to offer something. So, we spoke about a lot. Just take the time to reflect, really put some discipline on this self-awareness thing and then driving your career to where you want to be, right? Be knowledgeable on what makes you happy, what fulfills you. If you know that and you need to build some skills, go for it, right? This is the perfect moment. I think, our industry is going through a lot of accommodation now, but it's still a lot of changes. And all the changes, they bring opportunities. So there'll be a lot of things happening. Just be ready for it. Great call, Javier. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Definitely. Great, great advices and recommendations. I have been great to talk to you. I think that the listener will be definitely enjoying this great podcast. Thank you again. And everybody, thank you for listening to our podcast. And if you like what you hear, you must go to www.adcodeglobal.com and click on the button of the podcast to see all the programs out. You can also subscribe to the mailing list to receive all the updates and news. And you can share with your friends and also follow us on LinkedIn. And if you are looking to hire senior supply chain executives in your business in Latin and US or worldwide, just take the time and contact us. We are the expert to support you. Thank you very much.